Part two of solar aligned income method design. Meet me right here, right now, as we begin to design, visualize, claim your prosperous future, the soul level imprint, not the one that comes from what everybody else thinks it should look like or what everybody else's prosperity does look like, but truly your own. So meet me right here in this place, in this moment. You've done something powerful in the workbook since last time we spoke. You've named your gifts. You've looked honestly at the women who need them. And you've begun to see, maybe for the first time, the shape of what it is that you are building. So in this part two, we are going to begin to design. We're going to look at something specifically designed for your future, not for the moment. You see, one of the reasons why people so often fall short in their conversation or their creation of money is because they focus on this moment. I need this right now, and how do I create it? What do I offer right now to create it? And sometimes it's very useful. We call it cash flow, cash injection. But in this particular exercise, what I want you to look at is your future. Designing your future. Building it in your nervous system before it exists in the world. Have you heard it lately? It's such a buzzword, but it actually is what happens. We have what our nervous system can hold. We have what our nervous system will allow us to. Your physical body needs to know that what it is you are creating is safe before your mind will allow it to happen. So first, we're going to design your prosperity on the inside, and then we'll build it on the outside. So let's begin. Find a comfortable position, perhaps a position you like to meditate in. And when you're ready, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, meeting yourself, the version of you you are right now, in this moment, exactly where you are. Prosperity is not a number. It is a felt experience of sufficiency. I have enough. Ease, alignment. It is a felt experience inside of you. Most women have a ceiling on prosperity that is created in childhood by culture, by the conditioning that we grew up in. It is not the truth. It is what we have carried in our bodies for a long, long time. I want you to take a deep breath in and let it out. The ceiling you've been living with is not the truth. It is a story. And every story can be rewritten. So in the next moment, we are going to move forward to release four common prosperity blocks. And as I speak to each one, I want you to connect to it in your body. Feel the sensation of it in your body. And then you will release it. Inhaling as I speak to it, finding it, and then as you exhale, releasing it. Spiritual people shouldn't be wealthy. As if there is this false split between soul and money, that if your soul-aligned gift is aligned with your soul, you shouldn't be receiving money for it. And whether you believe it or not, it exists in the ether, in the culture, in society. So whatever degree to which you have allowed it in at any point, take a deep breath in. Spiritual people shouldn't be wealthy. And releasing it because you no longer need to carry it. Prosperity block number two. I have to earn the right to charge more. Find it in your body. It's like there is some kind of a level, bracket, ceiling, something, some kind of imaginary point you must reach first in order to earn the right to charge or charge more or charge what would really make you excited and happy to receive. It's like this perfectionism trap. Nobody knows what it looks like, but until that, I shouldn't be charging, or I shouldn't be charging that much. And where did it come from? Somewhere, but you weren't born with that. So I want to take a deep breath in. I have to earn the right to charge or to charge more. And exhaling it. Releasing it as something that's not the truth you want to live by. Spirituality, I'm sorry, prosperity block, prosperity block. Number three, my clients can't afford it. My clients can't afford it. Whether you've been working in any kind of a form where people have been paying you for something or not, projecting your own story onto others. So often we look at something that we will be charging for and say, I would never pay for that. There's no way I could right now. I couldn't. I can't afford it. And then we project it. And then we project also our own fear if there is any lack of sense of worth and value, which we spoke into in part one, then you will project it onto people and say they can't afford it. Now, you don't know if they can or cannot, but you immediately go into that mindset as an assumption, as a learned story, not the truth. So taking deep breath in, my clients can't afford it, and releasing it. Prosperity block number four. More income means less freedom. Whew. I lived that one for a long time. That if you make more money, then in order to make more money, your calendar will be fuller. You'll have to work harder. You will have less freedom. People will want more from you. It's like this hustle, misidentification, similar to number three, but the other side of it. That income means I owe something. I am a prisoner. Or indebted to whoever paid me. More income means less freedom. So I will only charge so much. Where we have so much proof that that's not true. So taking a deep breath in, more income means less freedom. Ah, releasing it. Each of these prosperity blocks, each of these stories is something that you've taken on, but not something you were born with, not even actually the truth. Every one of them is costing you not just money, but also it's costing you doing your work in the world. And the women that need you, that can't find you because you're invisible, also paying the price because they can't find you. They can't be gifted. They can't benefit from your gift. Every time you gave your gift away for close to nothing or even for free, there is a quiet resentment that came along with it. And I want you to connect to it now and make a silent vow to yourself, an agreement, a promise that you want. When you are prosperous, you give from fullness. When you have what you need, when you don't come from I need to, then you're giving from your fullness, you're serving from your wholeness. When you are depleted, when you give from fear, you are actually taking instead of giving. Prosperity is not selfish. It is the condition that allows your gifts to flow at their highest frequency. When you have everything you need, you can give of yourself at the highest level. And that doesn't mean that then you stop charging. You actually get to charge even more then. But if you're operating from you don't have enough, or you need truly because you don't have it, you are limiting what it is that can flow through you, especially when it comes to soul aligned income for your gifts. So I want you to take another deep breath in. And for the next few minutes, I'm going to take you through a guided experience. I want you to travel forward with me. 12 months into the future. Waking up in the morning. Noticing. Where are you? When your eyes open, when you wake up in the morning, what does your bedroom feel like? What does the space feel like? What does the air smell like? Sitting up. What do you feel before you check your phone, before you look at your calendar? What is it that you feel? Is it peace, anticipation, quiet, settled sense of purpose? And now I want you to move forward into your morning. It's about time for you to begin your work. Who are you serving today? What faces flash in front of yours? Who are the women you are serving? Feel into the quality of your work, its sacredness. Notice you are rested, filled up, not exhausted by it, but energized. Notice, what are you offering and how perfectly it fits with what she needs? Notice, what is the gift and how they were perfectly matched with what she desires? What is she saying to you? What has changed because of your work? And as she is saying it and you are receiving it, let it land, let it be real, let yourself believe it. And now slowly connecting to the income without drama. Just notice. Notice the income. Not the hustle around it, not the doing, not the launches, the steps, the emails, just the flow of income. Money arriving in exchange for value delivered. Clients who invested so willingly and gratefully. Excited, grateful because what you gave them was worth every penny and 10 times more. What number feels true? not pie in the sky, but true. What monthly income would create the life that you pictured waking up to just a few minutes ago? What number? You don't have to say it out loud, just feel it, let it land on your heart. Make it real, let it be real. Now continuing to breathe, feel this in your body. Feel receiving what you just said would feel good. This version of you from the future, and maybe not so distant future, the prosperous, gifted, soul-led, soul-aligned version of your life. Feel it. Feel your body relaxing into it. And with every breath, expanding this feeling deeper into your body. Feeling how safe it is to receive that number. To live your life this way. Feel it as if it's already true, as if it's done. Sense of gratitude. Because on some level it already is. There is a time, space, and dimension that you are accessing right now in which you already earned that income with ease, alignment, flow, and gratitude. Allowing yourself to feel it as if it's already done. How much more can you relax into it? Releasing any tightness in your body, opening up that space for it to settle in. The vision, the permission, the gratitude. In this moment, you are building the bridge between this moment and that version of you that already receives it with ease and grace. Taking another deep breath in. Feeling it a little deeper. Straightening your spine. Knowing that it's already done. And gently inhaling and exhaling. And allowing yourself to experience in this moment what you just created in your body. The alignment, the ease, the energetic resonance. So, coming back to the teaching, there are three layers in every income model that are really supportive to soul-aligned income architecture. An entry, the core, and a premium. Entry is something that could be a really easy access, no-brainer, something that allows your clients, your future clients, to experience your work, your gifts. Could be a workshop, a digital product like this one, a recording of a masterclass, something that allows people to experience your magic. And then there is the core. There is like the primary experience of transformation where a deeper work happens. This is in the core offer, is where the income begins to get real. This is where people will invest at the higher level. So the core, your core offer is where the meat is. And then the premium, that's the highest level space. This is where the women who are truly ready to do the work, to be most invested, come into. These layers work really, really well together. The entry builds the trust and it does create something special and powerful for your client. But the core offers the true transformation. And it's where your income begins to build. And then the premium offer is the most profound level of results and your highest income per client, left for only the few that are really truly ready to work with you at that level. Now, a few things I want you to remember. You do not price your work based on hours you give. You price based on the value of the outcome. That's why in part one, we did the work and you connecting to what is the cost of not doing this work. A woman who finds her soul's purpose and builds consistent income from it, what is it worth? Price from there. Price from the true value of what the result you create with your clients is truly worth. Not from your insecurity, but from the actual value of what you create. And I know so often it is very difficult to say, well, I have no idea, but I've done this exercise countless times. And when you sit down and allow yourself to really connect, what is the value of one energy session where something gets lifted, a limiting belief gets healed, a wound gets healed? What is the true value for this person that all of a sudden can love, receive love? How will their life be affected? What will now they be able to create? I want you to really connect to the true value of what you create and offer. In module three of your workbook, you are going to design specific income architecture for these three layers. You're going to name them and price them. In the workbook, you're going to do the actual work. Taking another deep breath in and letting it out. And I want you to close your eyes one more time if they were open. Actually, before you close your eyes, open your eyes for a moment. I want you to write and edit it for 1 minute. My prosperous life looks like. My prosperous life looks like. For 1 minute, I'm going to time you, okay? 1 minute. You just write without editing. My prosperous life looks like. And begin. Do not edit it. Don't make it sensible or don't make it make sense. Just write what comes through and believe it. Believe it. Let it be true. Ten more seconds. My prosperous life looks like. Beautiful. Take a deep breath in and close your eyes. I want you to feel everything you just wrote down as if it's true, as if it's something that's available for you to create. As if it's something that already exists, and all you have to do is become the version of you that creates it, the woman who has it in every detail. In part three, we will declare, we will step into that identity of the woman who has already built it. I will meet you there.